President Barack Obama is just over a year from finishing his presidency, and his administration is giving a strong final push to enroll people for health insurance, the most significant part of the Affordable Care Act. Last week, he invited five reporters to the White House to talk about the law, including WUSF's Mary Sheddon. She sat down in the Oval Office with the president to talk about what's happened since his signature policy passed.
We've now got the lowest uninsured rate on record. About 17 million people have been able to get health care. And for those people who are already using the marketplace exchanges, I want people to know that although they don't have to go back to healthcare.gov to sign up for next year, they can be auto-enrolled. If they do go back, on average, they're going to save anywhere from $200, $300, $400, $500 and reduce premiums if they are shopping and find the best deal possible. So number one, even if you already have health insurance, you should shop. Number two, if you don't have health insurance, and Tampa is an example of an area that a lot of people are eligible, but they don't know it, haven't signed up for it yet. Oftentimes you are going to be eligible for subsidies. About 8 in 10 people who don't have health insurance are going to be eligible for some financial assistance.
You talked about the people who do have plans. One of the things they've discovered is that there are other costs beyond the premiums. What is your team doing to address those other costs, copays, deductibles, prescription drug costs?
One of the most important things that consumers can do to reduce those costs is to shop. And that's why even if you already have a plan on the marketplace, we've set up the website so that you can conveniently look side by side and see not just what are the top line premiums, right, what you're paying every month, but what are your out-of-pocket expenses? What are the copays? What are the deductibles? And if you're young and healthy, you may say to yourself, you know, I don't mind having a relatively high deductible or high copays because I don't anticipate getting sick that often. What I really want is protection if, heaven forbid, I get hit by a car or something. Mm-hmm. If you're my age and you're starting to get some aches and pains and it makes sense for you to get more regular treatments and checkups, then it may make sense for you to sign up for something that has lower deductibles, even if the premium monthly is a little bit higher.
One of the other areas of cost is drug prices, and prescription drug costs are an enormous problem, not just for those who have plans through their employer, healthcare.gov, but also especially seniors. Are you open to the idea of supporting something like mail order drugs from Canada or other alternatives for people who really can't afford the prescription drugs they need?
We're looking at every idea out there in terms of reducing drug costs. Part of the challenge we have is that the drug industry really is a U.S. industry, and the research and development takes place here in the United States. Other countries benefit from that, and we essentially subsidize the development of a lot of these new drugs. And that's why prices oftentimes are cheaper in other countries. They're negotiating drug prices. We don't. We are working with members of Congress who are interested in this issue to review everything from negotiating drug prices in Medicare and Medicaid to figuring out ways in which we can prevent, for example, the recent situation where a hedge fund buys a fairly obscure but really important life-saving drug and jacks up the price by 2,000 or 3,000% just to make a profit. But part of what we're going to have to do is to try a number of different things as opposed to just one thing. To encourage lower drug prices while still maintaining the innovation that has helped save so many lives.
Well, thank you so much for talking about Florida for a few moments, Mr. President.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.